The fight against the Houthi terrorists rages on in both Syria and Iraq. The Syrian army and Lebanon's Hezbollah fighters are securing more areas near the Lebanese border. Meanwhile, the Iraqi army, along with volunteer forces, has kicked off a major operation aimed at liberating Anbar province. Our correspondent Ali Risk now gives us more about the latest battles against terrorists in both countries.
Beginning with Iraq, the announcement of the beginning of the operation to liberate the province of Anbar. This was announced by Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, and now indeed popular committees, in addition to the Iraqi army, have begun an operation to take back the city of Fallujah on the entrance of Anbar. What has happened up until now is that from the north, at the entrance of Fallujah, the Iraqi military and the popular committees have taken control of Asijr. So therefore, the operation appears to be focused on taking the entrances, the outskirts of Fallujah, besieging the city before going ahead and retaking it. So this is a very important operation. As we said, it is the beginning of a wider offensive in Anbar. Now regarding Lebanon, we have of course an ongoing operation by Hezbollah and the Syrian military regarding al-Zabadani to take back al-Zabadani, which is very close to the capital Damascus. What we have seen now is that the Hezbollah forces and the Syrian military have taken control of Hay al-Sultani, which separates Zabadani and Madaya. So what we see now is that Zabadani has been further isolated and besieged by Hezbollah and the Syrian military. Hence, we do have more success, and the approach also is an approach which is focused on besieging the cities, cutting off logistical supply lines, exhausting the opponents before finally going in. So we see similar military approaches, be it in Iraq or in Syria and on the border areas.